Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. With me is my co-host Lucky Pérez here on www.goforgold.lk, bringing you all the cricketing news that you need to record for your listening pleasure. Let's go straight down to the Wankhede Stadium, where the Mumbai Indians were comprehensively beaten by Chennai Super Kings by 103 runs yesterday. Winning the toss, the Mumbai Indians decided to bowl first, and rightly so, because we all know that Wankhede Stadium is a run chase friendly set of venue. I remember when I was a media manager back in 2011, when we played the final against India at the Wankhede, the Indian captain won the toss. That was Mahendra Singh Dhoni, and he said that he preferred chasing on that pitch because it helped the chasing team better, because the ball comes on to the bat a little bit better, especially in the second session of play. Now, the same thing is what was envisaged by Hardik Pandya, the Mumbai Indians captain, but the plan to chase yesterday fell apart. Let's dive straight into the scores and you'll be surprised. Mumbai Indians won the toss, selected to bowl first. Chennai Super Kings made 207 for 6 runs. The outstanding batsmanship was from Sanju Samson, the opener. He made 101 in 54 deliveries, 10 boundaries, 6 massive sixes. Strike rate of 187. Gaikwad made 22, the captain, and Devil Brevis 21. As you know, the rest of the batters sure did struggle. Look at the Mumbai Indians bowling. Allah Mohammed 2 for 25 and Ashwini Kumar 2 for 37. And Mumbai Indians, who impressed with their batting against Gujarat Titans, were bowled out for 104 runs in the 20th over. Surya Kumar Yadav made 36. Tilak Varma, the centurion in the GT game, came up with another good performance. He made 37, but not good enough to win the game. Akhil Hussain, the spinner from the Caribbean, 4 for 17. And Noor Ahmed, the orthodox left-arm spinner, always among the wickets, 2 for 24. So well played, Chennai Super Kings. Comprehensive win that will do a world of good in their quest for this particular title. Right, what's the game coming up today? Very interesting. Royal Challengers Bangalore will play against the Gujarat Titans, who need to up their game, especially after their massive defeat against the Mumbai Indians 3 days ago. Right, let's go straight into Bangladesh, where Bangladesh have beaten New Zealand in the second 50-over encounter comprehensively by 55 runs. Let's take a look at the scores. Bangladesh batting first, 265 for 8. Najmul Shanto among the runs, 105. He's batting very well these days. Litton Das, the senior pro, 76. Remember, Bangladesh was in trouble at one stage. They were 3 for 32, but the fourth wicket partnership of 160 got them out of the woods. As far as the bowling was concerned, William O'Rourke bowled very well, 3 for 32, but Ben Lister, 2 for 62, and Jaden Lennox, 2 for 15, were expensive. Kiwis were bowled out in the 45th over for 210. Dean Foxcroft made 75, Nick Kelly, the opener, 59, and Mohammad Abbas contributed with 25. Mustafizur Rahman back again among the wickets, 5 for 43, and Naveed Rahana, 2 for 37, with Mehdi Hasan also picking up 2 for 36. So well played, Bangladesh. They lead the series by 2 games to 0, comprehensive 55-run win. Right, let's go to the Hambantota Stadium, Suryavava, here in Sri Lanka, where New Zealand A are playing against the Sri Lankan A team in their second unofficial 4-day test match. The Kiwis batting first at close of play, 238 for 4. Matthew Boyle made a superb 102. Curtis Murphy, the opener's 59. At the wickets is Match Jury, 26 not out, and Mitch Hay batting on 13. For Sri Lanka, the only bowler who impressed was Dilun Sudhir, who took 2 for 77. Right, the other game in the agenda is Nepal taking on Oman. They're playing host to the Omanese team in their own backyard. And remember, today is a big day if you are a rugby lover, because the school's league season gets underway today. Wesley will play against Prince of Wales. I've got a few experts who will give us opinions about the game, which I'll share with you tomorrow morning. That's it from me and Lakith Pires here on www.goforgold. But today, I'm going to spin you a very special record. I've just got permission from my co-host, Lakith Pires, because this is what you call sheer talent, sung by three brothers. I hope you'll enjoy the listen. Keep it here, because you won't regret it.